This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013. Welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast counting down everything this week that made you say, "What a time to be alive." And now, Patrick Monahan, Kath Barbadoro, and Eli Uden.
Folks, welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast counting down the things every week that make you say the thing in the title of the show. I'm Patrick Monahan.
I'm Kath Barbadoro.
And I'm Troy McClure. I was waiting on that.
I had a whole subway ride. I was like, ooh, yes. Boy, what a treat it's going to be when I do that.
I had that one in the chamber all this time.
Really, yep, just riding the subway.
Yeah. How's everybody doing?
Great. Now that
you guys are both really struggling, is my understanding.
Yeah, I feel like shit. Is that?
I'm like future gonna feel like shit. My mom is in town right now. Mm. She was supposed to come meet everybody, but then she decided to go hang out with my roommate instead. So
Kath got mom cucked.
I got mom cucked.
Yeah, wow.
My mom and my roommate get along. Like, it's like one of those things where I really like that they get along, but they get along so well I'm like a little offended.
Yeah,
like I think that they both kind of wish that they were related instead of me.
But yeah, it's easier to get along in that, like, when you see somebody rarely, like,
for sure, for thing. Sure
it's that's like, why it's so easy to make like best friends at a bar, and then you're like, if I actually hung out with that person for more than a day, I'd fucking not like them.
My mom, like, I get along with my mom great, but they just like, they're hanging out right now. But anyway, I had a giant cocktail before this.
Fishbowl.
Kath
had one of those 100-ounce Moscow Mules from Dave and Buster's.
It came with a rubber alligator in it, one of those squeaky rubber alligators, just to give you a sense of the scale.
It kind of did the fancy version of that, which we went to this like very upscale like raw bar because we wanted oysters. And the cheap place that I wanted to go had too many people at it, so we just went around the corner. And I ordered a drink that I thought had coconut in it and turned out was served in a whole coconut. So my mom got like a normal ass glass of wine, and then I drank a whole coconut.
Oh,
and
Jesus.
I'm feeling real
was
silly.
Was it a pina colada?
No, it was like a bourbon passion fruity. It was good. I'm kind of drunk.
Kath is on one,
folks. Did it have the coconut meat?
I don't think it did, but it definitely had like coconut juice in it. Like coconut water.
Not a huge fan of the use of coconut meat to describe what's inside nuts.
You gotta really get into the meat of that
nut
coconut.
Not a big fan of nut milk also when you go to like a smoothie place.
No meat, no milk.
Yeah.
You're not vegan.
I like nut butter.
I'll eat it. I just don't want to talk about it. That's, you know.
Yeah, nut butter's fun to say. Here's a thing that I was thinking that I have two things I was thinking about that I'd like to discuss.
Okay.
As we are on a podcast.
I have some grievances.
First of all, everyone keeps saying about the cellar, like when people reference cellar doors being the most beautiful word, they're only referencing Donnie Darko. Why did Donnie Darko somehow become like an actual canon, like some fucking person Donnie Darko says, like, well, it is the generally accepted most beautiful world in the world.
I feel like it was referencing a real thing.
Because everything in that movie is true, man.
Yeah,
it's true. Numbers. Every living thing dies alone.
Frank the Rabbit, dude.
Remember when you watched it on your laptop in your dorm or whatever? It was pretty crazy, man.
Donnie Darko's good. It's just, like, people think it's too good. And, you know,
that's right.
I want to talk to you about it. And the second thing is, I saw that there's a poster in the subway station for the movie they're making where, I forget who fucking plays Joe Paterno.
Why are they making that?
It's already came on.
It came out.
Oh, why did they make that?
That's a good question.
What is? He's just a football coach. Like, where's the conflict?
He's
there?
Fucking kids.
Yeah, it's like he's like a good football coach, and then somebody comes in and he's like, "Hey,
I didn't know anything."
But I don't get what the conflict of that thing is. He's just like,
he's so complicated because he's conflicted. Yeah. He's like, football, but pedophilia.
It's pretty cool because like Penn State.
I know.
If I was a Penn State alum, like I don't know how brainwashed I would be, but I'm pretty sure I'd be like, I'm gonna shut the fuck up forever about my fucking football team.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, that's where I would be. I think.
That's why it's crazy. You're right. It's crazy that they made a movie about him, but I feel like it's just everything in our culture is like fascinated by like troubled men. Like everything has to be about like conflicted men.
I think that's true, but what's so weird to me about the Paterno one is it's not even like you're talking about like shows about like a serial killer or something. It's like I also that person's a bad person, but it's like they are interesting. Like what if Paterno he didn't eat like he was just a football coach who found out that someone was molesting people and then didn't tell anyone about it. That's not even a good story.
There's conflict. I mean,
what did they think that he did it?
No, but it's like debate about
he might have known before.
Yeah, like it's not like his people would claim that he like said whatever he needed to say to whoever needed to say it to, and they didn't do anything. It's all bullshit, like, you know, bureaucracy stuff, basically. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, if you knew that the guy was like, hey,
I'm pretty sure
he
had the power to fucking fire him. Right. Well, yeah. He's the coach.
Hey, I think I heard something weird going on down there. I'm just doing him as Pacino because I assume that's what he sounds like.
Yeah,
man.
So he told whoever needed to be telling, which would be the fucking police.
He said that about the kids who are getting molested.
You gotta stop! I can't do a Pacino.
He's up there laughing his ass off. He's like, I don't know why he's doing the God monologue from Devil's Advocate. It's
why
fine.
Is that man so small?
That'd be great if there was just a...
He doesn't know what kids are. That's what the thing was.
If there were just outtakes and like the credits of him doing all his other characters as Paterno. Yeah.
His other characters reacting to the news that one of their employees on their football coaching staff is molesting children.
Now, to be clear, most of those reactions would be the same. It would be the same yell over and over again.
That was his defense, he thought they were just small men. He was like, I thought they were just little tiny men, not boys. I don't want to talk about that anymore.
Yeah.
But I do want to see this trailer.
So you just saw an old movie poster. That's an old ad. That's
yeah.
That's Joe Paterno, the winningest coach in college football history.
It's shots of his face looking conflicted because he knows about all this kid fucking.
About Jerry.
Such longtime coaches, Jerry Sandusky is charged with sexually abusing 8 boys.
This is unbelievable.
You're the only reporter who's followed this thing.
Who met with McQuarrie?
Paterno, Schultz, Curley.
People think that you knew about all of it. How come no one's talking about the second mile?
Jerry started this
charity. Thousands.
Thousands.
You should say what McQuarrie told you.
He was distraught. He didn't make sense.
People need to hear from you.
This is them talking about this. Really
talk to the kid.
So who talked?
Literally,
to the
like,
kid?
Cut in with just like football footage.
Because of what you did, 5 other guys have found the courage to do the same thing.
She makes money by telling lies. She doesn't have a good lie. She doesn't get a good paycheck.
Well, it must not be a good lie because it's a tiny fucking paycheck.
You need to step down. You need to resign before somebody does it for you.
I raised millions of dollars for this university.
I can't deal with this.
I have a staff and a squad that can win a national championship.
Who cares, dude? Don't
fire me. Try it.
All right. I feel like I've seen enough.
We got it. Like this. I mean, it's hard to tell.
So it's
like,
very pro Joe Paterno.
Well,
cool.
I mean, it seems like the idea that you're making it at all makes it seem like it's very pro Paterno.
Well, this is the HBO movie model. Like they did one about fucking Bernie Madoff recently. Like they love a borderline unethical man and being like, but wait. Maybe he wasn't so bad.
But that's
like, no, he's bad.
No, I mean,
that's true. But also, Bernie Madoff, that's an interesting story. That's what I don't get. Is how do you even fill an hour and a half?
I mean, just
them being like, did you know? And he's like, I don't know. And
so
they're
at
like,
least,
well, cool.
So what you're saying is, why didn't they make a movie about Jerry Sandusky?
That's it would make more sense to like make a bad movie about him being a villain than it would to talk about Paterno. Like, I don't understand why they made it.
I have no desire to see it.
They gotta make the content, man. I don't know. What do you? Maybe somebody goes to Penn State that's an HBO's board
that's
or something.
Probably.
I mean, that's 100%.
You know what? You
sure,
asked
sure.
us
there are
how
people
we
that
are.
Straight up think that like it's like the whole thing is like a, you know, there's like a there's
conspiracy.
Like a whole, yeah, and it's like,
well, we're both like wrestling fans. Like there are people that think that Chris Benoit was set up.
Yeah.
Like if people are a fan of something enough, they will convince themselves.
Like set up by whom?
Yeah. No, there's like a whole story about somebody. It's like about some affair or something like that. But it's fucking obviously fake. It's just people don't want to admit that the thing that they like is sullied by evil.
I mean, I guess I don't have anything that's like that much. Because like people that like go to like those big schools and like are like their like job is to be like a professional alumnus of the fucking school because they, you know, they have all the gear.
Yeah, people with nothing going on in their adult lives.
Well, they go back every however many. Right, like I can understand why it would be tough to shake free from that, but it's like, are you not like nauseated every time you know what I mean?
Right,
like
putting on your Penn State,
like giving
sweatshirt.
Them money. It's like it's same with Michigan State. It's like, well, fuck this forever. This entire athletic department. These people should all be shot out of a cannon. Like, forget about, you know.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
That's not great that like the Big Ten is like
Big Ten's 20%. Really,
I know it's 12 teams now, but it's like you shouldn't have more than one team.
1/6 of the teams having problems.
Having a...
Patty, you always ask us how we are. How are you, man?
I'm fine.
Nobody ever asks, how's Patty?
Yeah.
How's Patty?
I feel like that's a complaint where you have to have something to say in response to it. No, I don't know. I'm fine.
You're kind of preppy today.
Well,
you usually wear like a wrestling t-shirt. You got like your little crocodile.
Yeah, I got my little guy.
It's spring.
Little polo. Springtime.
Yeah, man. I don't know.
Eli warned us.
I said I look like an idiot.
I look like an idiot. Don't make fun of me.
Yeah. That's
how
I felt.
Normal.
I had a hoodie on and I looked all like.
Don't make fun of me.
Yeah. No, I had like a big hoodie and then these like tighter than I thought they were sweatpants and I looked like a mushroom, but I took it off. I look like a goth mushroom.
I look like a mushroom.
Hey, happy goth day, everybody.
Yeah, happy National Goth Day.
Is that like what is there like a significance to this date, or is it just like they just have to pick days? Why wouldn't goth day be like in the middle of winter?
Tomorrow is goth girlfriend day, right?
Every day is goth girlfriend day.
Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't it be like when it's cold and like
right.
dark?
Right. It's easier to be a goth.
Almost Memorial Day. It's Memorial Day week.
Pretty goth.
Summer is about to start.
Memorial Day is extremely goth.
That's true. It's about death.
That's a good point.
Maybe it's so that you can dress goth and actually stand out from everyone. Because in the winter, everybody can look a little gothy if it's cold enough.
It proves your. That's what they do. It's to prove your fucking loyalty to the goth movement. That they should have it on the hottest day of the year, August fucking 21st, goth day. Wear all black.
It's hard to be. It's hard to be
real.
It's hard to be goth in New York because everyone wears black.
New York is already like a little bit goth.
Yeah.
That's why it's called Gotham, right? Yeah,
probably.
Because it's goth.
Yeah, that definitely, the term goth to refer to teenagers in black clothes definitely predates Gotham.
It's goths, like the French Visigoths, right?
Isn't that
what it's from?
I don't know.
It's just gothic, right?
Yeah.
Goth from goth.
Gothic, which is like French.
I don't know, man.
The goths were like a tribal.
Yeah.
Like
they're also Austro
Dark Ages.
There are Visigoths and Austro.
Look, my knowledge of European history is Asterix and Obelisk.
And they were like, the Vandals.
There were two Vikings.
Yeah, there were the Vandals. Yeah. Pretty cool.
Just barbarians.
Remember those two famous
barbarians
Vikings?
Were also one.
Yeah.
That's why my last name is Barbadoro, because
you're a barbarian.
Because I'm a barbarian.
You come from barbarian blood?
Barbarian comes from they were people with beards and
Pirates of Barbary, is that related?
I don't know, actually. I think maybe Barbary is named because it's where barbarians are from. But barbarians have beards. Babar is like beard. Barbadoro means gold beard.
Yeah, Babar is also a kick-ass elephant.
A king elephant.
Suit and crown.
Well, that's why I'm fat and have a beard. Because I'm an elephant. Yeah. Barbadoro, it means golden beard.
Someone
draw Kath Babardoro.
Oh, please
just
do.
Just Babar Kath. You do show up at the tapings in a hot air balloon every time.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I land on the roof. It's very exciting.
These are going deeper on the Babar than I thought.
Can you steer a hot air balloon?
I've always wondered that.
There was a great post somebody did. I saw it. It's like, it was like Asterix or whatever to indicate. It's like inventing the hot air balloon. I don't give a fuck where I go. Yeah.
But also, like,
it is just like, oh, well, like,
also,
how long is this hot air balloon ride? Until we can land, I guess? Until we pass a meadow?
I don't know what actually being in a hot air balloon is like, but I can only imagine that the thing you sit in is just a wicker basket.
That's as big
as people.
I think if you're like classic hot air balloon.
But all of them are that to me.
Yeah, but wicker furniture, I don't know. I wouldn't want to put my entire body weight on
a
fucking layer of wicker in between me and the goddamn ground.
And then there's wicker,
there's
and then there's like some kind of sheet of fabric, and then fire.
Yeah.
That seems really dangerous.
It violates all the laws of man.
These people really, they're risking their lives just so we can get desktop stock photos that no one uses.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where do you put it? Let's do these numbers, shall we?
Three men died. Did you get the picture? We did. It's going to be at the back end of the selections. No one's going to use it.
It's Windows 95.
Just slowly descending for 20 minutes. We're crashing.
Number five.
We just got to check in with a new classic New York character that has just popped up in the past week. We're talking, of course, about the racist lawyer, guys. And I don't even want to say his name. I actually don't remember
that's
what
his
it
name
is.
Now. He's like Pizza Rat.
But it's pretty crazy. It's pretty crazy.
Pizza Rat, Racing Lawyer.
It is like
he's
kind
a
of,
New York character.
It really is. Like it,
I want to write a comic book that is a buddy. It's Pizza Rat and the Racist Lawyer
experiencing like, New York together.
Yeah.
It's like the Racist Lawyer. They both got their starts in viral videos. So they actually are very similar. I hadn't really thought about that. and they're both related to food generally. No, this guy. I genuinely don't remember his name. I'm blanking on it. So it's racist lawyer. Yeah. I think it's funnier this way anyway.
A quick aside, he looks exactly like my friend John Buseman, who's a comedian in Austin.
Well.
To the point where everyone was like, are you doing a bit? And then there was like, oh no, this is a real racist guy.
Yeah.
Also, weird bit, man. Why are you doing this? Anyway, it looks just like him.
So,
continue.
So this guy, there's a video of this guy in a like standard Midtown lunch place, which is like
exactly.
an $11 salad.
You get to pick five ingredients
and or you get like a wrap or they have like pre-made paninis, all that kind of stuff. And
is it a fucking Essen?
And it's like
office lunch, the restaurant.
Yeah, basically. It's like mid-confrontation. And he's complaining that the customers were speaking Spanish to some of the staff because they apparently speak Spanish and have that in common. And he's like getting mad about it, saying, you know, well, everyone in here is speaking Spanish. They're doing this is America. You know, this is my country. Blah blah blah. You know, we let you people in here, and just starts really getting leaning on the whole immigrant thing. And then when they're like, hey, why don't you calm down, man? Quit being like an asshole for no reason.
And he's
like, well, now my next call is going to be to ICE. So I'm pretty sure they're not documented. So he's just casually throwing around getting people deported. And then people keep dumping on him. And then he says something to like somebody, whoever's holding the camera, says like, maybe you should skip that sandwich or something like that. You know, maybe you should. And then she says, maybe you should get hit by a car, you piece of shit. Which I think is pretty good.
It was really good.
It was a great little New York sort of exchange. You know, it's not great.
There was a beleaguered Italian chef trying to calm him down. No, stop with a fight.
So everyone's like, wow, this guy's pretty messed up. And then obviously because there was video, it's like, well, now we got to find out who it is. And like people, and you know, there's differing opinions on whether or not that's really constructive behavior. I don't really have that strong a point of view on it because this guy is just an asshole. And
it's not great, but it did lead to some good stuff.
Right. I mean, he'd been doing it because the thing is, like, within like 24 hours, there were like three other videos. Forget about like people saying this guy was around. There were all other video evidence of this guy
doing
the same shit.
He has done this like hundreds of times because I feel like the amount of extra you have to be for people in New York to like film you being
weird,
insane and right. crazy is like so high. So he must have done this a bunch of times where nobody filmed
and he's one of those guys where he's probably got all the video on his own fucking
phone. Nobody
does
this once
because he whips
out. That's also true.
He's one of those guys like because he was also like a guy at a Trump protest when like Milo and whoever were in town. He's
sure.
like, this video of him in one of those things, and those guys are all. The second anything starts to pop off, they all have their phone out immediately and are taking video.
Yeah.
And so you'll get video of somebody taking video of somebody. So they have like dueling cameras of each other.
Just a hallway forever.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's exactly what happened when that guy maced himself.
Right.
Remember that?
Right, yeah.
God, the glory days.
Need more milk.
The In-N-Out video is maybe his best production.
Yeah, Baked Alaska.
The one where he's just like wandering around a parking lot of a... In-N-Out asking people if they know that he's banned from YouTube, and everyone's like, I don't know who you are.
Was like, one guy was just like, yeah, well, I mean, they're a private corporation, so and the guy's like, all right, we gotta move on. It's like, well, fuck you, man. So, this guy, we got multiple videos of him being racist. By within like 24 hours, like, you can just say, like, the racist lawyer. It was like Jersey Shore, everybody knew what you were talking about, everybody was keyed in on it, and then they found out who he was, and he had like a law office that was literally right next to the office lunch place that he presumably went to all the time.
Yeah.
So he decided to burn that down because
three
people were speaking Spanish. And if you're somebody who gets that like teed up and like furious about people speaking Spanish, how does he fucking live in New York?
Yeah. How do you operate?
Is his blood pressure just really high all the time? He looks like he's for a 40 something year old guy. He looks young, really good shape.
He looks pretty good.
If you're a fucking massive xenophobe,
Fucking shitty racist is good for his skin and BMI, I guess. I don't know. But
it is like, I mean...
Just see the fucking Ellis... He just goes to Ellis Island and gets mad.
Just turns bright red.
Throws rocks at the fucking statue.
First of all, obviously, like, if you are upset by other languages, first of all, obviously, just fuck you. Who cares?
Yeah.
But second of all, don't live in New York. But third of all, how do you even know, like, people come here for tourism all the time. Right. Like, you don't know who fucking lives here. Yeah. I mean, he assumes he does because it's like, oh, if you're white and you're speaking a different language, you're a tourist. Right. And if you, you know.
And his website, his part of his like law firm pitch is like, we speak Spanish and among other languages. And it's like, come on, dude. But like, forget about like, at least like the sort of like, this is America, speak English. At least I understand when you're like, you have to press an extra button on the phone. At least I understand the grievance because it's like, oh, this is an extra thing I have to do. And like, right. probably some other shit's going on and you're getting mad for no reason. This guy, sure. literally, it's just happening around him. It doesn't affect him at all. He no. already had his fucking rap in his hand.
Who yeah. pays they attention like, to what's going on around them
right.
in this
city? It wasn't like
block
the,
it out.
It wasn't like he couldn't like convey his order to the person behind the counter or something. You know what I mean? So...
But I'm glad people found out who he was so that they could have a mariachi band play
yeah,
outside.
So,
that's
so,
a good bit.
So, yeah, so like, bit. So on Friday, people raise the GoFundMe and they raise money for, or whatever it would be, I guess, I don't know, but for a mariachi band. And they had like a big thing with like tacos and stuff out like outside because the Post went and found him. Because the Post is equal opportunity. The Post is generally kind of a right-wing publication.
Right.
But when they get the chance to really nail somebody, they'll do it.
That is their allegiance weird. No. is to reporting on people getting owned right. above anything else.
Right.
The tacos thing is weird to me. That's getting a little like you're almost completing the loop where it's like, everyone's like, we're going to go wear sombreros and ponchos and shout
it's
outside
like,
of
oh,
its window.
Oh, that's what they do.
It's like, what? Okay, what now do. You're being fucking real
well,
weird.
I have to assume the people that were in charge were not just like
no, this
random
is just
white people.
Irritating.
Yeah.
Him,
yeah.
This reminds me though. I saw on Instagram our pal Stokely Hathaway. Shout out to him. He's friends with Patty
that?
And I. He's a wrestler guy, but he posted on Instagram a picture of someone at like a black dude at a barbecue wearing a shirt with a picture of the white lady calling the cops on it. It was so funny. Just like grinning at the camera, barbecuing with a picture of her.
Yeah, she's all over the place.
Doug Marchetta posted a meme with that lady in it.
Oh yeah?
It was a Forge and Fire meme. I texted
you. Oh,
you
saw it? Yeah. Yeah. It was something about her calling the cops on him because he's...
Yeah, there. It was like it's like the Forged and Fire judges, and then it's the lady, and she's like, yeah, there's four guys, and they have a blade. And Doug Marchetta was like, very funny.
Have you guys seen Knife or Death yet?
No, I saw you were watching. We have to talk about it next
good.
Week. I'm going to watch it.
Maybe in the bonus, we'll talk about it this week.
Yeah.
I can give you a little bit of a preview because it's amazing.
I got to run through it on it from my friend Pete. Who he was very much a fan of it. Pete Matino, very funny comedian.
Known for his
the first
bit.
10 minutes, I was like, I don't know if I like this, and then I was like, super in.
Yeah,
like,
no, from what it sounds like exactly what I want to watch. So
it's very fun.
Yeah, I've been saving it, and because I thought we were gonna maybe do something about the around the
I
premiere.
I did not watch the pilot,
but
so we can watch
like,
it together.
Yeah, but then we were like, all you were away, and then I was. It was like it didn't work out time wise, and then all of a sudden it fell by the wayside. So I got to do it. But look, Racist Lawyer. You know, basically, if he got to the point where, like, over the weekend, there was, like, it kind of died down. And then he put out an apology today, and it was just, like, one of those, like, screenshots of, like, Microsoft Word or whatever, you know, with, like, a bunch of text. And it's basically, like, I'm sorry about everyone who was offended. You know, I saw that video. Those videos, first of all, let's be clear, but, over, like, an 18-month period. And that's not who I am.
Still
you know,
too many love, times to do that in an 18-month period.
I love New York. You know, I'm not a racist. You know, it's like, yeah, I saw like Racist Lawyer Goes Nuts 1.mov and Racist Lawyer Goes Nuts 2.mov and Racist Lawyer Remix. The
Racist
dance
Lawyer
remix.
Trap version.
Yeah, yeah. And I just want to say that I'm not racist.
Wave,
it's like, okay, dude, look, I don't know. Maybe if you're going to really be cute about the term racist and be like, well, I just want people that aren't from here. That it could be any race.
Well, he's like, hold on, I'm not racist. I'm xenophobic.
Right.
Yeah. Get it right.
I'm a nativist.
I mean, what's the end game anyways? It's like he might not say it out loud in public anymore, but he's not going to, I don't know what you do. Like, yeah. I don't know what to do about it.
I still think it's fine to
hire a mariachi band to play outside his window until he leaves the country.
I think it's fine to collectively ridicule behavior like that. I don't really think that's, you know,
there's
nothing threatening about
especially,
it.
Especially, especially ridiculing it with like something fun and joyous.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
having a nice time outside his house.
I mean, like, the video of this guy when the reporters came, like, to his, like, they found his house, which, like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah,
about that.
It's not great.
But he was kicked out of his office. Like, it was like a WeWork type situation. They, like, wouldn't let him back in.
That rules. So he burned his lunch place and his, like, co-working spot.
I wonder how that's gonna work out. His clients were like, ooh, leave us out of this, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
people were trying to get him disbarred too. And
yeah, which,
like,
is stupid.
They
don't do that. That's
also, yeah, you can't. At that point, you are crossing into, like, you can't get disbarred for that, right?
Well, we can't fire him because he's his own boss, so let's get his livelihood taken away in a different way.
Also, right. Check who the fucking attorney general is, idiot. Like, it's not clearly not.
Well, it's just not on the list of things you can lose your license for. But there's the best. It was the video of him, like, when the Post, like, tracked him down, because it happened over the course of the day. There were a few different run-ins or different, I guess, news outlets that found him. But one was at home when he was getting ready to go to work. And he had, like, an umbrella because it was kind of rainy out. And he, like, put the umbrella up like a shield. There you go. Like a shield, like it was, like, the Penguin, you know? Like,
yeah.
He was going to, like, block bullets or like Kingsman.
Yeah.
But it was, like, up real tight. And he was on his phone and saying, like, you know, yeah, they're harassing me. They're saying things that aren't true. Please send help or whatever, you know? And it's like, okay, well, I don't know who he's calling, but that's funny. And then later they got him at court and he was, like, digging through his briefcase. It's like, hey, man. Pretty messed up video. What you got anything to say about it? And he just kind of, like, goes, like, I'm going to go in the courtroom or whatever. And then the third one was he's just walking around Midtown somewhere, and he just, like, walks for a minute and then, like, doesn't really acknowledge the cameras and then just takes off sprinting down a side street, like, full speed, and then turns around and does kind of, like, a little, like, I don't want to say it's, like, a shimmy or, like, anything, but he, like, kind of, like, The way the joggers will, like, keep moving when they're standing still, kind of,
yes,
you know, like when they're at a red light
whatever. Keep that heart rate.
It was kind of like that move, and then turn around and kept running. So that's to me is the last image of this guy that I will is just running away.
He's just Naruto cowardly. Naruto running away.
His arms trailing behind him.
I mean, good luck to him and all his future endeavors. The racist lawyer. You know, I say.
Cheers or jeers to the racist lawyer?
I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to have to say jeers.
I don't know if I want to wish him good luck in his future endeavors, but hey, you do you,
racist
Patty.
Lawyer tired. Regular lawyers wired.
Yeah.
That's the take.
I'm curious. Yeah. Hopefully we just don't have to hear about him again anymore at all.
Yeah. Running away is the last image.
His apologies. R.I.P. His apology was shitty. And, you know, hopefully he doesn't become, like, the go-to a lawyer for racists. Yeah. That's not what we want.
Lawyers have got it. Because I remember when I was younger, lawyer was the punching bag forever. It was like, you're like, yeah, that's a joke. It's like, go to hell. It's all lawyers go to hell and shit. And I think now it's the police.
Yeah.
Just switched. Lawyers must be like, phew.
I mean, but
what do you think?
In certain circles, it's always been the police.
Yeah. I mean, it's always been low key the police. Anyways.
Number four.
He was like, I'm hip.
Good transition. Number four, Patty and Eli don't really know about this, but I need to get this off my chest. I need to talk about Grimes. I'm sorry. Do y'all listen to Grimes? Do you know who Grimes is?
I like the most recent Grimes album.
Art Angels?
The anime one.
The anime one. Cover. Okay.
Yeah.
I think I listened to it once.
It's not for me. I'm not into her music. But
it's just kind of, she's one of those people who's, like, kind of weird for the sake of being weird.
Yeah, that was always.
It's a little art school. Yeah. It's not for me. I will trust people who like that music that it is actually good. Like, I know a lot of people whose taste I think is good who like it, but she's been in the news. Obviously, she's dating Elon Musk, and she was always somebody who sort of claimed, like, leftism and particularly, like, sort of anti-imperialism and pro-labor and stuff. Like, she was always very outspokenly left. So everyone's like, bitch, why are you dating Elon Musk?
I thought she was, like, borderline a crust punk at one point.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
So the reason that I have, one of the reasons I have never been a Grimes fan, and I am not super surprised that it has turned out that she's, like, kind of an idiot, is when she first came out, I read her Wikipedia page, and there was a whole section in it about how in 2009, she and her then boyfriend built a houseboat to try to sail down the Mississippi River with, full of live chickens and potatoes.
The fucking Read Huckleberry Finn? Like, what?
Literally, they had not even read it. They just thought the idea was cool.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding you. They renamed themselves for this trip. I can't remember what their names are.
What?
But they're like, the lamest, it's the lamest theater kid fucking bullshit. Anyway, they got about 2 miles downriver and were immediately arrested, which is very funny to me.
That's why, like, I get like that sort of like crust punk shit, like these people that are like, I'm living my weird fucking fantasy, and I'm like, cool, but why is everybody else financing this?
Right. I feel like we've had this discussion on the podcast before of like, you're panhandling on the subway. The subway that is paid for by all of us. So she's dating Elon Musk, and a lot of people that I know are very like, Grimes, how could you do this? Like,
Grimes, no.
Yeah,
I can't say Grimes, that I was come like, back. Oh, we lost Grimes.
Grimes, please come back.
Grimes, or Grimy, as she liked to be called.
People are very upset about Grimes, because Grimes was like, in honor of Goth Day, Grimes was like kind of the internet's like goth girlfriend.
The internet's goth GF.
Is her name Grimes? Is her last
name? Her name
Grimes?
Is Claire Boucher.
Where did Grimes come from?
I don't know, man.
Come on.
Well, she
little
named
Waterboy's
herself.
Sister.
Let's see.
It was because of Frank Grimes, because of The Simpsons. That's it.
She loves Frank Grimes.
She loves the Frank Grimes Simpsons episode.
That would actually make me like her more.
I will say it's a kind of weird to, like, it's not super weird, but it's a little weird as an artist to name yourself a name that is basically also like a different genre
a
of music.
A totally different genre of music
literally
than
did,
you do.
Like, when Kath, I misheard you at first, and Kath was like, one thing I want to talk about today. I thought you were like, I want to talk about grime. And I'm like, Kath get really into
it's
grime?
Like,
I just found out about Dizzy Rascal 10 years too late. It's amazing.
It's like, I'm talking about grime. My shower is a mess. I need those scrubbing bubbles.
The Mississippi thing.
Scrubbing bubbles.
They named their boat Velvet Glove Cast in Iron. That was the name of their boat.
What
and
the
they renamed
fuck?
Themselves.
Sounds like a fucking restaurant in Williamsburg.
Yeah. It's a Daniel
restaurants
Klaus
restaurants in
comic.
Williamsburg are something plus sign something always.
Yes, always.
Water and salt.
Yeah. Butter and fire. but they, for
melted.
This Mississippi
yes,
trip,
please.
They renamed themselves Verushka and Zelda Zox.
So they're assholes.
They're assholes.
Yeah, that sucks.
So what I'm saying is, Grimes, if
was
you
it a,
looked
was it a
into
steampunk
her history,
boat?
I think it was pretty steampunk, I believe.
You know who else seems like an
did
asshole?
Did she wear a hat with
I
goggles on it?
I haven't even gotten to the reason I'm talking about Grimes yet.
Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say Grimes, she should go date Father John Misty and they can be insufferable assholes
another
together.
Person I fucking cannot stand.
I've never heard a note of his music because I'm getting like exhausted thinking about
exhausted.
It.
Someone
because there was that thing with like the crystals in L.A.
Yeah,
and it's
he
like
stole
this
a
is
crystal.
Too much. I can't do it.
And someone, everyone's like, he's funny, and I'm like, he's funny like a fucking like the hot guy at a party. It's
yes,
like, he's funny. It's like no,
he's not.
Shut up.
He's you're grading on such a generous curve. Someone a while ago tweeted, and it still makes me laugh. They tweeted, Father John missed me with that bullshit. Which
oh,
made me
great
laugh.
Job.
I have such a low tolerance where I'll just be like, I'm never going to try that thing because like, there's something about it that pisses me off. Like, it took me forever. I heard it by accident because I heard it in an episode of Mr. Robot. But you know, like FKA Twigs or whatever.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
I actually like her music.
Know, but it's like,
but she's very pretentious.
It's like music could be good, but I'm never gonna know because the name. It's a shame I'm never gonna find out because I'm never gonna
normally
bring myself to listen.
Twigs.
Never gonna be able to do
also,
it.
Also, because she's dating the sparkly vampire.
Is that still
Robert Pattinson?
Robert Pattinson.
I think he's actually good though.
He's good. Have you seen his interviews where he shits on Twilight? It's very funny.
Okay, well then she's cool now.
I'll send those to you.
Good
very
Time
funny.
Is also a good movie.
But Father John Misty, last note on him. Like, if you are a dude and you have long hair and you're not a metalhead, you're working from a real low point already with me. Like,
yeah.
Like, long hair dudes, ooh. Like, I just, like, can't see him without just, like,
yeah,
imagining them just,
like,
brushing it.
Well,
and this was,
like,
I had this before I was balding. This has been a long-standing thing. This isn't a new thing.
There's, like, there's a couple different genres of long hair dudes and, like,
metalhead's the only good one.
Well,
IMO.
I feel like there are a couple versions. Because, like, you can be, like, a weird, like, noise guy.
What about, like, a Sikh Eli?
That sounds bad.
It's pretty messed up.
I think, like, noise guys with long hair. Or, like, I
white
don't know.
Dudes with long hair.
Tim Faust has long hair and is cool, and he's not a metalhead.
Yeah, he is.
I guess he's kind of a metalhead.
He's,
fan.
Like, his whole thing.
He wears a
podcast
bandana.
About metal.
Yeah. Fine.
He always has a bandana. He's always dressed in all black.
I guess I just never talk about metal with him. But, like, I feel like there's a couple types of long hair dudes you can be, but the one type of long hair dude you can't be is like the Father John Misty type, the LA, like Coachella long hair man.
The fucking like just like jerking off in candlelight,
rock.
Fucking
yes,
yeah.
Indie rock long hair man.
Hit it.
Sir.
Not cool.
Indie rock long hair.
Sir.
Not cool. All
right, so what happened with Grimes?
So she's dating Elon Musk, and everybody's like, no, Grimes, we thought you were good, and now you're bad. And apparently this is really getting to her, because she took to Twitter to assure people that Elon Musk is good, he's not bad. She tweeted... He has never prevented his employees from unionizing. Heart emoji, which makes me laugh a lot.
That's very funny.
Just a heart emoji. Like,
what color were the hearts?
Black.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Internet.
Because she's goth. Yeah. She's a goth GF.
Gamer she said, goth GF Grimes.
It's quite literally fake news. Trust me. I've investigated this heavily and even visited factories, etc. I have the receipts. But since it affects others, I'll wait till I do an AMA with imminent new music before I answer more queries.
Wait. She says, I'm going to wait until I promote my new album.
Yes. Yeah. Also, calling one of the richest men in the world's labor practices receipts is so funny to me. And like, this isn't fucking gossip. Yeah.
Hey, no, let me explain myself to the progressives by using fake news in my explanation.
Yeah,
why?
It's quite literally fake news.
Like, where are the factories for Tesla?
I don't know, but there's like
not in the U.S.
They're not in the U.S.
So she's flying to China or wherever. Or give me a fucking break.
There is.
Yeah, she's on a humanitarian mission. This fucking like she's kissing.
It's like in basketball when they go to the. Yeah.
I haven't been following the story, but I do know like literally. There is documented evidence that he's prevented his employees from unionizing.
Documents.
And somebody quote tweeted her stupid thing and was like, hey, Grimes, read my research all about this. And she immediately deleted her tweet. So,
I just wanted to go rafting.
I just love that
there's
she's
also
like
a spectrum of ways you can discourage unionization. Like, it's not just like you're up there with like a whip being like, you can't unionize.
No,
there's like
she
all
was
kinds of
clearly
shit
just like on her phone, like, babe, you're not like stopping unions, right? And he was like, way.
You know what he said? He was like, I'm Pickle Rick.
Be right back. I have to get more hair plugs put in.
Epic bacon. He's like, sorry, babe. I got to watch Deadpool some more.
Yeah, somebody docs Elon Musk's Reddit account. That's what I want. His like his alt. Yeah.
I just like, I feel like, first of all, obviously, like, fuck all of this. This is like gross. But second of all, it's like, yeah, I've definitely made excuses for people I've dated, for sure. So, like, I don't know. I don't know if I've ever made an excuse as big as, I've investigated his factories.
Right.
Yeah.
But,
well, there was that oil baron you dated.
That's true.
You
kind of,
you were wearing a lot of bolo ties back then.
Yeah. And I had to assure the internet. They're like, no, he's like a good oil baron.
Cornelius is a nice man. He would never.
No, he likes unions.
Each one of his employees gets a Christmas goose.
Yeah, you're doodling and your name with his last name, and it's like oil baron shit. You're like, Kath Von Cowboy Boot, or whatever. I don't know. I kind of ran out of steam there. We should move on, but I'd also like to clarify my long hair stance. It's long hair on hot dudes. That's what it is. You don't get both.
I think I'm also like a little biased because like...
You guys are really mad at Fabio right now.
Fabio looks like an asshole.
Long
it's
hair.
Better because he got his face fucking punched in by a goose mouth, so that ruled, but...
Long hair, like, I feel like I'm more amenable to it now that I'm, like, so into wrestling, because, like, a lot of sweet wrestle dudes have long hair.
You're not selling Eli on wrestling right now.
Wrestling's full of long
hair. The fashion of wrestling is not a good fucking leg to stand on.
I just mean, like, perfectly nice people.
What's
with
the one
hair?
Guy that dresses like a fucking serial killer?
They all do.
Dean
Which
Ambrose
one?
Or whatever. He's like, my fucking persona is dressed shoes and jeans. I was like, what
it's
are
also,
you,
It's
dude?
Also that he's balding.
So yeah.
He's like, long hair is to cover up, like, most of this is gone.
He wears, like, black tank tops,
oh,
but not even, like, new black tank tops. Yeah. They're, like, old black tank tops.
You're describing, like, most wrestlers.
Well, he's crazy. Yeah, he's crazy. He's, like, the Joker.
Yeah.
Their big thing with him is, like, he doesn't know what he's doing. It's like, it sounds like crazy. He sucks. Like, it's not, he doesn't have any strategy.
Well, I mean, legitimately, if I saw him at, like, a grocery store, I would, like, not go down that aisle. He looks fucking nuts.
He looks pretty crazy.
He also has some of the worst strikes in the game. He's, like, Shane McMahon level bad strikes.
He's really bad. He does, he wrestles like a stuntman in a movie.
Yeah.
Like, it's really bad.
His punches don't look like they hurt, is what we're saying.
Yeah.
Like, and anything close to look like they hurt.
Yeah.
I was going to say something else.
We can move on.
Yeah, I know. But there was something else I was going to say.
About Dean Ambrose? About long hair men?
Fabio, yeah.
About Fabio.
Please stop bringing up negative incidents in the past of who I assume is like a Fox economy expert now or whatever, because like they just get celebrities on.
Oh,
Fabio's
yeah.
been on Fox?
Oh, for sure.
No, Fabio.
Fabio.
I like Fabio.
I just think the government should get out of the way and let Mr. Trump make America great. Like, okay,
they just always
off,
have a fan yeah, softly exactly. blowing. On him yeah. while
how funny
he does
would it be if
interview?
He's like, look, it's like Trump is right, and then another fucking goose just nails him again. He's following me.
The that makes the goose is Antifa.
Black block goose.
Number three.
Black block birds.
Black block. All right, so number three. This is a nice one. Speaking of people who are mad about Antifa or whatever, because I assume I can guess this guy's politics based on this story, but I guess we can't be sure. Couple of folks in upstate New York are in court suing their 30-year-old son to get him to move out of the house.
Where in New York is this?
Upstate New York. The town is called...
Did my burp just get picked up on the mic? I feel like it did.
I didn't hear it.
Okay,
I
good.
Didn't hear it either.
Wow, cut it out and put it in the bonus.
I had the best burp earlier today. I felt like I lost weight.
Like Barney Gumble.
I was like at peace afterward.
Oh yeah, I like when like a good burp and you're like really full, and then it sort of feels like all the food in your stomach, like a Tetris, like it all like
yes,
like fit together better, and you're like, oh, I shifted that fucking just right, and then
anyway,
you know, that's a fun thing you can do when you're eating.
So this guy, it's a town.
You
called...
know who would have an opinion on this? Probably this guy. Yeah, being kicked out of his parents' house.
He's a long-haired guy. He's not that handsome though. Mark and Christina Rotundo have been trying for months to get their adult son.
They
which is always
fly
fun.
A hot air balloon.
Adult son is just a very fun always, phrase.
Our adult son Rotundo.
Get out the basement.
Calling the police on him. I want criminal charges filed.
Against adult son.
Adult
we're
going
to need a
Rotundo.
Crane to get Rotundo out of the basement.
No, his name is Michael, I think.
Michael Rotundo.
Yeah.
Also, an adult son is never a Mike, always a Michael.
Yeah.
Mike Rotundo.
That's true. It's whatever my mom calls me, okay?
That's what I say
when I get kicked in this belly. I go, ow, Mike Rotundo.
Like a good rule of thumb, it turns out, is just never end up in a news story described as someone's adult son, I think.
Yeah.
It's actually...
Nothing good is happening in your life if you're an adult son.
Rotundo is a family name that means that his family used to make rotundas.
Yeah.
That was their trade.
So it's this town called Camillus, New York. They want this guy out. He's 30.
And Rotundo years.
I love him.
He's lived there rent free for 8 years, and they were like,
"God damn,
time
dude.
To go, man."
I mean, it's over like the rent free. He's just living with his parents
over the course of 2 months.
I know, but if you're that old,
yeah,
you pay
go.
Your parents
you
rent at
your
least
shit out.
Or something.
Over the course of 2 months, from February to March, the couple gave Michael 5 written letters requesting him to
oh
leave.
Oh my god.
Delivered to what, the door of the basement? Like they leave
under
it at the top
yeah,
of the
under
stairs.
The, yeah.
They leave it at the top of the stairs, like dunked in a bowl of fucking Chef Boyardee ravioli, and they ring the bell. Rotundo.
I mean, can you imagine having to write this to your son? Like, Michael Joseph Rotundo, you were hereby evicted from 408 Weatheridge Drive.
MJ Rotundo,
effective immediately. You've heretofore
sounds like a great basketball player.
You've heretofore been our guest, and there is no lease or agreement that gives you any right to stay here without our consent. A legal enforcement procedure will be instituted immediately if you do not leave by March 15th. They also gave him $1,100 to help him live on his own and job advice, and he wouldn't
Michael!
Fucking go. Fuck yeah. This guy.
Go!
Right?
Michael!
$1,100 in upstate New York is like $5,000 in New York City money.
He also, Michael, who Mark and Christina have said never did chores around the house since moving back in. This is so embarrassing. You have to do this to you because your son is such a shithead that he won't leave the fucking house.
I'm like very upset too because like I'm just thinking about like Mike Rotundo has not fucked. Like, in
right.
this whole time.
He's his own lawyer.
Hell yeah.
He says
road trip. We're going to this court case.
He's his own lawyer. He's his own boss, and he's in control of his life.
He's dressed.
Patty, will you represent him?
If you had to guess what kind of suit and tie kind of color combo this guy was wearing, what would you guess?
I am imagining him as a literal sphere, so I cannot get over it.
Okay, he's not. I got a picture here that you'll see, but
it looks like a circus tent, probably.
If you wanted to guess, like,
it looks like one of those pest extermination tents they put over a house.
I mean, if somebody told me this guy was not like a huge fatso, like this is what I would picture. All right, so
it's the funniest.
He's a long hair though.
He's long hair. He's got a big like neck, mostly neck beard, but he's got the black like dark suit and then the blood red shirt. He's got that move. He's one of those guys.
Yeah, yeah.
He works at that goth restaurant you were telling us about.
Yeah, he works at Jekyll and Hyde.
He looks sort of like Post Malone.
Maybe it is actually Post Malone. So he says his own lawyer, and he told the New York Post that the suit has made living with his parents less than ideal. It is awkward, he said.
The suit he's wearing or the lawsuit?
Yeah, I'm sure that's the first time he has been awkward.
He said he deserves 6 months notice to get out.
Dude, no,
you don't get that. You don't get that anywhere.
What? You don't get that even if you have a lease.
Yeah.
And I want to find out, he moved back in after he lost his job. So I just want to get in a little
8 years ago?
Yeah, what the fuck? Yeah. When he retired. Also, I did look it up because I was saying the NEET is, people use it on the internet, means not in education, employment, or training. So it's just like somebody who's not doing anything. A glom. Also, my brain won't stop singing like a theme song where it just goes Rotundo, like over and over. I'm sorry, the name is so funny to me. I cannot stop.
Show me Mike Rotundo, please. Show me him.
He's right here.
Siri, show me Mike Rotundo.
Siri, what is Mike Rotundo? Oh, no.
Half an hour ago, the New York Post updated. They won the lawsuit, so he's going to have to go. The sheriffs are going to show up.
Of course they won the lawsuit.
Of course. And he described himself, which is very funny. He says, okay, the quotes are so good, and they do these little things where like they just completely destroy you in like one sentence. So it's really unfair to me and really outrageous, said the Sun. A self-described businessman, in quotes.
Entrepreneur.
Who sells his parents' shit on Craigslist.
Key new detail here, has a young boy of his own, of whom he lost custody.
God. Oh, no. Is he a father's rights guy? Probably.
He definitely is now. This is like, all these guys' origin story is something bad happening in family court, and then they just all become these villains.
Yeah.
So he said two things happened to him.
Did you read that thing? Mike Drucker posted it this week about, it was in the Jordan Peterson article, and it was like, this guy who literally was just like,
he became sort yourself out, bucko.
It was like, he's mad at every woman on earth because his mom told him to clean his room and he didn't do it until Jordan Peterson told him to.
Cool, man.
Let me see if I can find the quote.
Oh, here's another money quote here, but from the court thing. I want you out of that household, New York State Supreme Court Judge Donald Greenwood told Michael Rotundo, pointing at him with his right index finger. So he's like, I want you out of that house.
Yeah, poking him in his buttons
like
pop.
It's like the fucking
Rotundo.
It's like the fight for your right to party video. Like the parents, cut that hair.
Okay, let me read this.
Sleep well, Rotundo.
This quote from this 22-year-old man who
Rotundo
loves Jordan
is going to be the name of every Dungeons & Dragons character I make from now on. Rotundo, the barbarian.
So this 22-year-old who loves Jordan Peterson says, it made sense in a primordial way when he breaks down Adam and Eve, the snake, and chaos. Eve made Adam self-conscious. Women make men self-conscious because they're the ultimate judge. I was like, wow, this is really true. The changes in his life include starting to clean his room. My mom's been nagging me for years, but I've never done it until Dr. Peterson, he says.
Dr. Peterson.
Sir. okay, now, he moved back into the house 8 years ago after losing a job. He said he now runs a quote-unquote website business.
That's like a...
Knocked up.
On Chapo, Felix is always talking about the business industry. Right. Like, people being like, yeah, I'm like, my dad's like really big in the business industry. Yeah.
And then here's
website business.
Here's another good one.
Website business.
Here's another good one. Outside court, he said he took the money, the $1,100, but didn't go on a search for a place to live. Quote, spent it on expenses, he said.
This dude fucking rules.
Get him on the cast, dude.
Expenses. Yeah, we'll pay you $40. Go get on the damn cast.
I don't want money. It's like, hey, can I crash at your place, by the way? It's like, no, man.
He'll never leave.
Shout out to this guy. He's going to become latest alt-right superstar or whatever.
Absolutely.
Hopefully he doesn't shoot up his house. I don't know. They might have guns there. It doesn't seem like a very stable situation.
Upstate New York, lawsuits against your own children. There are guns there.
Yeah. So, good kudos to the parents on ejecting your large adult son from
rotund
your home.
Your rotund adult son.
Yeah. Yeah. They ejected him with rotundas. A trebuchet. And fired him over a wall. And you're like, he disappears. Just like, he's air shooting out of his mouth and he's in the air like a balloon. I have a lot of thoughts about Rotundo.
Number two,
this is... I'm reading it on AP, and they have the little more from AP thing popped up, and it's this is a fun, goofy story. If I'm reading this story, don't send me in a row, pregnant actress loses baby, centerfold jumps to death with son, and drone videos. It's like, what the fuck? I'm reading the fun thing.
Those are all pretty wacky, though.
Pretty wacky. And the story I'm reading is man walking home from train station followed by pig.
Who we have been referring to in the pre-production of this podcast as the Pig Man.
Yeah. Pig Man.
When
Eli, you're going to talk about Pig Man? Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Patty wrote down Pig Man on paper, and we both like almost stuttered, racing to call the other one. You got me with we're going to talk about you, and at the same time, I was like, why'd you write your name down? And it was
just a real race to the bottom.
Yeah, and then
on that
we just
one.
Both smiled.
No weakness.
Yeah. So this is in North Ridgeville, Ohio, which, you know, beloved town. Basically, this guy calls the police, and he says, "I'm headed home from the train station, and this pig is following me." And they're like, "Okay, this dude's drunk," and they're like, good luck, sir. Hang up. And he kept calling them. And then he finally, they finally show up, go over there, and he's dead sober, and there's a fucking pig on his tail, just like tracking him around.
He's like, how
big is this pig? I bet it's big, right?
I mean, I think it's a regular pig.
Pigs are bigger than you would think
if
you have not been around pigs.
Pigs are like I was going to say a log, but logs are lots of sizes. Like a log in a forest.
Yeah, that famous log size.
Yeah. Not like firewood log.
No, but like
fallen,
you know,
tree log.
You're like cartoon log. Like your standard log.
I'd say a pig is about, like 6 feet long, 2 feet wide. That's what I would guess.
6 feet long is maybe a lot.
You know, like a
big
like,
pig.
When I was in college.
Like a car, you know.
We would
go. They're like, pigs like the size of a car.
When I was in college, we would go to the Iowa State Fair every summer.
Yeah.
And they have like all the ag stuff, like all the people would bring their farm animals.
I thought you just said egg really fucking weird.
Eggs. Ag. Yeah. Agriculture.
Oh, and you saw the fattest pig?
We saw the biggest pig, and every year, the
and
biggest
that's
pig.
That's how you met Eli. There we go.
I was going to say, it was Patty. Yeah, I was rolling in slop.
It was so fucked up because every year they would have like the...
I'm still mad that Patty stole the title.
Rematch next year.
Yeah.
Who's the biggest pig? But they would put like who owned the pig next to it, and every year the biggest pig was owned by a genetics research firm. Clearly, like engineered.
Fucking Big Pig Industries.
Seriously, the
like
size
Farmer
of
Brown,
a
number three.
Fucking VW van.
Number
every
two,
year.
Farmer White. Number one, Medtronics.
Globochem.
It was so fucked up. And the pig just looked miserable, and it was like as big as a minivan.
Big as a minivan?
It was so big.
I shouldn't be
That's
alive.
A mythical pig. That's a fucking like dino.
It was a
Have
dino.
Have you seen the dinosaur? There's a dinosaur pig that's literally named, like it has a, you know, it's like fancy name. It's whatever. But its actual name is Hell Pig. I was like, this is the Hell Pig.
It's named after my ex-wife.
Yeah. And remember that time that you and her and your son got your house blown down by a wolf?
Yeah. Please don't bring that up.
Yeah, all three of them. He kept moving. Kept happening.
Something that never fails to make me laugh is when someone says like "fat pig" as like an insult.
Fat pig.
Because it's like, isn't pig enough? Do you, like, for a pig, you're also fat.
You're fat. You're more fat
also,
than a regular pig.
Imagine it's just like shorthand for fat. Like
a pig is like a, like you said, a log of fat with a face on it.
Imagine
it's so fat.
It's like a, it's already a sausage. Dude, imagine also imagine how unsettling like a skinny pig would look. Just like a really like buff pig.
Oh no. No, like a very, I'm imagining like a bone thin emaciated pig and it's fucking
This is the hell pig.
What is that?
It's hell pig.
It's just like a statue.
Yeah, it's not the real thing.
I want to see the real thing.
I would watch
it's prehistoric.
I would I would watch like if they
how big it is.
Oh, that's like really big.
You know they have that. You have that movie called The Meg that's coming out about the giant great white, the prehistoric great white.
Oh yeah,
it's gonna fucking be sick.
Is it?
Shark
guy.
Point that
everybody.
Out. But they should make one called Hell Pig, and it could just be about like one hell pig.
It's a biopic about both of you.
Around. Yeah. They made that movie already. It's called I don't know.
Twins. I don't know. I just think movies with two people in it.
It's a story.
It's called Romy and Michelle's high school reunion.
Hell Pig. It's the story of the 2016 election.
I like the genre of movies with two people in them.
Yeah, that's like a Netflix genre. I get.
Yeah. Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead. Waiting for Godot.
There's like I get weird. I got. There's like
Rush
movies.
Hour, Rush like... Hour 2, Rush Hour 3,
Shanghai Night, Shanghai Noon, all those.
Well, I was going with things that literally have two people. You're just saying there are two leads.
No, two people.
Movies that
My
have at least two
Andre.
People in them.
Yeah.
So everything except.
Tell me about what happened to this man who was followed by a pig.
You really teed it up because not much else happens.
Okay, fair enough. I'm glad I got to tell you about the giant pig.
The thing that it follows in this guy's defense. Could be anything. Doesn't have to be a person. So at least I don't think it can. Or it can be anyone. It says so. Maybe like he thought that the It Follows thing was the pig.
Was the pig?
No, he. Yeah, yeah.
I would be concerned if a pig followed me home.
It's kind of weird, right?
I feel like I was being street harassed.
Knock it off, pig. What are you doing?
Why? I feel like someone is doing this as a cruel joke.
There's that.
Turn off Siri.
I don't know what's happening. I'm sorry.
Did you guys watch True Blood when it was on?
Oh, you know what Siri did when I did that by accident? It typed in, Siri, what is a cruel joke?
Yeah, well, every time we say pig, Patty's Siri goes off. Is that a thing?
Because I says, call Siri pig? That doesn't make sense.
My roommate and I have a theory that...
What is a cruel joke? And Siri was going to say, Eli's penis.
Hey!
Wow.
My roommate and I have a theory that you should not date a man who is mean to Siri. Or like Alexa. Or like all of these robots that are like coded feminine. If you're like mean to them, that like it means you might have a little bit of anger about women in your life.
To yell at Siri?
Not just like I yell at my Alexa like when it's being like when it doesn't understand me or whatever, but if you get like personal with it, that might be a problem.
I think yelling at a virtual assistant regardless of gender of anyone involved is like, this person might not.
But like especially if you're a woman dating a man and it's like, Alexa, you stupid fucking bitch. I hate you.
Make me a sandwich.
It's a little like iffy. I don't know. I think
swearing at your virtual assistant is probably, I think that's a pretty big flag.
The only thing I use Siri for is checking the weather every morning. That's literally
a while ago I was,
it's the Zooey Deschanel use.
Sorry to get a little personal, but I was, was fooling around with a gentleman. And then
it was the oil baron.
Kath was actually at an improv show. That's what that means.
But
doing the old skin herald.
Afterward, I asked, like, what? No, absolutely not. Hold on.
That's the worst thing I've ever said.
Shelby, I don't think has ever edited anything out of the podcast, but that might be the first thing that needs to go.
Skin Herald?
Skin Herald.
It's two improvisers having sex.
Ugh. That's gross, just even the regular thing
said. What about the Horizontal Herald?
The Horizontal Herald? That's very good, too. Ugh. It's not as gross. My favorite gross sex thing
skin
to say is
as
calling
a prefix
it,
is gross.
Yeah, I like calling sex smacking wets. That's very gross.
Oh, God. Ugh.
So anyways,
Patty's head is in his hands.
Extremely upset.
So, well, you were smacking Wets, and what happened?
I was smacking Wets, and then it's so gross. But I was like, after we were done, I was like, because we were at my house, and I was like, Alexa, what time is it? And he was like very upset that he was like, you mean there's been like a spy in this room like this whole time? Like he was like very upset that there was an Alexa, because he was like, they listen to you, you know? It's like, no one gives a shit about our sex sounds. No one cares. It's fine. But he was like kind of mad. He was like, I wish you didn't have that.
Just fucking Jeff Bezos sitting at home like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, these two people that just met and are kind of drunk are having an awkward time.
They're doing the Horizontal Herald over there.
Yeah.
I love it.
Bezos does look like he'd listen to
He wasn't like really, now I feel bad if he listened. He wasn't like really upset or anything.
This guy sounds like a real piece of shit. No.
He was just like, oh, I feel weird that was like in the room the whole time.
Yeah. Well, to finish off the pig saga, the paga, I don't know what the fuck.
Pig saga, that's those people getting that guy out of that house.
Pig saga is also what I call fucking.
It's actually Icelandic. It ends. There's like halberds involved somehow. People get impaled.
Don't pigs have a super messed up penis?
That's ducks. Ducks have a messed up
you're thinking
penis.
Well, anyways. Yourself.
I walk into one industrial fan and the rest of my life, they call me Confetti Dick.
You keep all the pieces just in your pocket, in a locket around your neck.
Yeah, they're all tied on their string. Anyways, this pig, fucking moratorium.
Keep it loose.
So the officer put the pig in his car and drove it back to the station, and it was reunited with his owner. The guy was like, hey,
you the pig had an owner.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that makes sense.
Must not have liked him very much.
I think at the end of Superman 2, when Superman, like, so Superman 2, this makes sense in a second. Superman 2, he, as Clark Kent, when he loses his powers, he gives up his powers to be with Lois, and then he gets beaten up in a diner by this guy, even though Clark Kent is like 6'5".
Right.
You've talked to me about this before.
Okay. I think I've talked about this on the podcast.
Well, so we get to the end, and he goes back in the diner to beat the guy up, which is not a very Superman thing to do, by the way. It's kind of weird that he would go in there. But
go
he says,
beat the shit out of this guy for personal growth.
Wow, I've never seen garbage eating garbage before. And the guy's like, what? And like gets up. And so Superman shows up.
Reminded me of something.
If Superman was there, he would say, I've never seen a pig driving a pig before. That's what that was all leading up to. So
this is
you're welcome.
I have to bring this up because I was just talking to somebody about it at work. Anybody that lives in like the DC, Maryland area, there is I think it's called John Park. There is, and they had this thing there that is, it's a place that's supposed to make putting trash away fun for kids so that they don't litter, and it is a massive pig, and you feed it trash, and it chews up the trash, and then it goes like, I'm Porky the Litter Eater, and it scared the living shit out of me. I hated it so much.
The pig says, I'm Eli.
I was just going to say, how long have you had that job?
Goddamn podcast.
It's just the same joke over and over again for like 15 minutes. And it's so funny.
And you
also put that on your resume?
Yeah, Patty also has controls when we move on to the next thing, so he just keeps it on fucking pig o'clock all goddamn day. It's like a clock with 12 pigs on it. And fucking
pig o'clock is every time he looks at his watch.
My watch is a pig?
No, you're the pig.
Now Chubby's just watching a video of pigs. Okay. But look up Porky the Litter Eater or something the Litter Eater.
Boy, that was funny. Good for us.
Eli, stop doing that.
I'm not doing it.
Okay, right, that's gross.
Go smack some Wets, why don't you? Yeah,
those pigs were doing it, I think. All right.
No, but look, I actually want to, because it's so unsettling. I think it's called, it's something the Litter Eater. Like Porky the Litter Eater, and I know there's a YouTube
Shelby,
thing
I will give
it.
You $20 to just go to Eli's Facebook page and put up a picture of it.
Yeah, there's that fucking
creepy
thing.
Eli's,
it's the top one.
Eli stand up clip.
What? Oh, good point. Yeah.
Oh, it makes noises?
Yeah, it's terrible. Terrible and terrible.
Oh my god! That is very scary.
It sounds like it's dying.
It's like a really weird version of like that one of those things in like
Cabin
in,
John,
where you put your hand in the mouth and it's like the mouth of truth.
Wait, listen to it though. It says like, "I'm the litter eater." Can you play it? Show me. Do.
And I sure like to eat. You can find me paper and cardboard and soft drink cans, but never, never feed me bottles or broken glass. Glass gives me a stomach ache.
Yeah, no shit. Glass gives everybody a stomach ache. Porky.
And watch me gobble it up.
Ooh.
I'm hungry.
I'm porky.
Hungry. Hungry.
It's so scary.
That is very
that
scary.
Third hungry was just like, hungry.
Yeah, it got possessed at the end.
Just like a pig just like, please don't feed me broken
I'm porky.
Glass.
Feed me whatever you want.
Anymore.
Feed me your parents.
When we when we die, that's it. There's nothing after this.
Oh, man.
All right, let's
I can't believe we
got to
follow
one.
This.
It always happens. We always pick what we think is going to be number one, and then we end up...
And you call me a pig for 20 minutes. We can't finish the podcast. The pig cast.
There it is.
And this week's number one reason to say what a time to be alive.
All right, this is probably going to be... short and sweet, but I do enjoy it. This is from Charleston, South Carolina, and there was some controversy because, look, it's graduation weekend. Congratulations to any of our listeners who maybe graduated this weekend. It seems like this was like a big one. A lot of stuff ended, and a lot of people who are doing better than me in life I saw on Facebook are having a great time. But there was a kid in Charleston, South Carolina, who graduated.
Perhaps the College of Charleston.
Perhaps. I don't know. But his name was Jacob. And his mom wanted to order him a cake from Publix for his graduation party.
Good cake.
And he did really well. He graduated summa cum laude. And she wanted to put that on the cake. And Publix said, we are not going to write cum on this cake. We cannot, in good conscience... make you a cake that says cum on it. And
I was like, we're not going to cum on that cake. Like, what? Look, buddy, not coming on your cake.
Look, I don't care how many times you ask me. It's like, not coming on
you,
the cake.
Where did you move from to Charleston? You have that accent.
I heard,
are you from New Jersey or where?
This, no,
here
this
at Publix, we come in the cake,
this
not
is,
on
this
top
is a
of it.
Charleston accent. Welcome to Charleston. Time to come on your cake.
I no, you're like, in witness protection.
I do feel like there is some kind
My
of divide.
Vin John.
Perhaps at the Mason-Dixon line, I would love to know geographically where it is, where if you're from a certain part of the country, your go-to dumb guy voice is Southern redneck, and if you're from another part of the country, your go-to dumb guy voice is New Jersey.
Yeah.
And we live, obviously, in New Jersey dumb guy country.
I think it's right around, like I think Maryland would go either way, but there's also a lot of West Virginia people.
Maryland, you get like the Dunduck guys too. That's a different.
That's another. In New Hampshire, it was definitely like a mass hole kind of guy, but I feel like there's like a stark divide. Like I would never do a Southern accent as dumb guy. I always do.
It's to do a dumb New York voice is punching up, and to do a dumb Southern voice is punching
that's
down.
Right,
so
we're the coastal elites.
Yeah. So we're it's pretty sensitive.
I'm doing a dumb, out-of-work coal miner voice.
That's just, what state is that? It's,
get me in there.
That's what they say.
She says the online message box did not like the word cum, the Latin word for with. The computer marked it as a naughty word and substituted three hyphens. So it just said, summa blank blank blank,
laudi. Oh, so it's an automated thing.
Yeah,
and
I guess.
And the kid was like, "Summa what, Loudy?"
Yeah, yeah. That's because the same thing. I tried to buy a jersey for. There's a player named Jake Butt on the Michigan Wolverines, and I tried to buy his jersey, and I couldn't get it because, like, it just wouldn't let me put the word butt in.
I mean, how much were you trying to buy this jersey because you like Jake Butt, and how much were you trying to buy this jersey because you wanted a jersey that said butt?
I mean, extremely both.
50-50.
His number was 88, which looks like two butts.
Yep, and he's a tight end. It's
also
great.
Ooh, he's a tight end named Butt.
Yep, and he embraces
it. I would not have said an 88 looks like two butts.
If you turn him sideways.
I know, I would have said boobs, though.
Well, he's already got butt on the thing, though.
Yeah, it's just the gender
no,
divide.
No, I know, but
it's the
like,
same
I
as,
just...
like, what stupid voice you go to. How are eights boobs or butts?
Are eights boobs or butts? Eights are fundamentally the B in boobs on a calculator.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is like their main purpose.
Maybe it's one boob and one butt, and we're both wrong.
Yep. It's like a whole...
Some nightmare lady with backwards boobs.
It's like a very hourglass. It's like a Kim Kardashian, an 88.
Yeah.
Just turn it on its side, and it's like big titties, big
just
butt.
Like, how do you
get
like,
big into numerology?
How do you like lay down? How does that work?
I think that sometimes... I know we've talked about Instagram models
lay on
the show
before.
Lay on
your side? I guess they lay on their side.
There
right?
are definitely some like Instagram ladies where I'm like, I don't understand how you are ever physically comfortable in a space.
Like, I'm not.
They have no spine. It's just like, yeah. It's like a
they're
snake.
They're just an S. Yeah. They're a snake. Yeah. Anyway, apparently you can't write cum on a cake. Just too bad.
Yeah, I wonder what else is on that list. I mean, obviously the main swears are on the list.
Penis. Yeah. I like just asking for a cake. Yeah, can you write penis on it? What?
Why not? I want to get a cake that just says ass. It's like, what?
I have a good cake story. My roommate Becky, who comes up quite frequently on this podcast.
Yeah, she's stealing your mom.
She's stealing my mom.
It's that's the mom cuck.
She had a birthday party with her friend Joe, a combined birthday party a few years ago, and she was in charge of ordering the cake. And she's a little bit of a mumbler. And she ordered the cake from this like Italian bakery in Williamsburg, and it was supposed to say Happy birthday, Becky and Joe. And
penis.
It was like, it was part half her birthday, half Joe's birthday, but she planned most of it. And she ordered this cake and they were like, what kind of frosting do you want? And she was like, I don't know. I don't care. And the cake she got said, Happy birthday, Backyard Joe. And had like grass green frosting.
So they got the order for the cake, and it's like, hey, it's a Backyard Joe's birthday.
Yeah.
It's whoa, like it's Backyard Joe's birthday. I gotta take off early. I gotta get to that backyard where he lives.
Yeah, because she just like talks about. She's like, yeah, happy birthday, Becky and Joe, and they were like, happy birthday,
Backyard Joe. Oh yeah, I met him riding the trains.
Yeah,
it's like, wow, this guy's got good friends.
He's a hobo, yeah. And he calls himself Backyard Joe because he considers the whole world his backyard.
Yeah, that's right.
It's actually quite touching.
Yeah. It's a beautiful story about it up on his website, yeah. BackyardJoe.com.
Boxcar Willie was there.
He wandered the country planning backyards. Yeah.
Just Hobo John, which wasn't very creative. Yeah. That's what he went by.
He's Johnny Appleseed, but of backyards. He puts tether balls, like sticks in everybody's plant his flag.
That would be fun if a hobo had a bindle, but like tetherball style, like a flail bindle. Yeah, like just like a heavy sack on a chain. They just like whip
a
around
mace.
Their head.
You got to level up your hobo before you can wield that thing.
Yeah, some Dark Souls hobo shit.
I was surprised when he went. I thought it was gonna say like Happy Birthday Boogalabanza or something.
Boogalabanza.
some like Italian like, you know, nonsense.
Boogalabanza sounds like a fucking public access kid show. Some like,
hey,
it sounds like, it sounds
hey,
like
kids,
a,
it's time for the Boogalabanza.
Hey, Booglas, hey.
I feel like Boogalabanza is a public access kid show run by adults that do a ton of LSD.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and it's just
an Italian man trying to remember Zabumafu. He's like, remember that Boogalabanza? Show with that lemur.
It gets short. It's Boogalabanza.
Yeah.
Hey, give me a slice of that Boogalabanza.
It's like a character that they made, and it's like a nightmarish, like falling apart, like mascot. They're like, come on out, Boogalabanza.
Yeah. Just it's like HR Puffin
awful.
Stuff.
Awful. Yeah. Oh.
Well,
that was it.
We did it.
I think
happy birthday, Backyard Joe.
Backyard
happy
Joe.
Happy birthday, Backyard Joe.
Shout out
to Backyard Joe. Hey, guys, if you like the podcast, why don't you check it out on iTunes and give us some positive reviews? I think that's supposed to do something. I don't know. I still don't really know why people ask for that.
Get us on the charts.
Yeah, get us up there on the
rankings.
We
were on the charts like once, I think. I haven't checked in a long time. We might have been back.
Yeah,
we've charted.
Times. We're on that. Check us out on all the, I don't know, we're on all the stuff. We have the Patreon at patreon.com/whatatimepod. We got bonus episodes. We got merch stuff. We got
shirts now.
Yeah, we got a secret, not secret, but like a closed off part of the Discord for the chat. We got all kinds of stuff, so check it out. We're What a Time Pod on, I think, all the stuff. What a Time Podcast at Gmail. Send us emails with suggestions or whatever. And yeah, that's it. I don't know. No karma this week. It's Memorial Day weekend. We know our place. There's no point in having a show. So I'm Patty Mo on the stuff. And yeah, that's it for me.
I usually have karma this week, but I don't. So nothing from me. You can. I am trying to Twitch more, stream more. If you like watching Twitch, or you can find me on there at twitch.tv/chilisrestaurants. And I think I'm gonna get it deleted soon because they gave me an emote, which is really cool. I get a custom emote, but I made it like a Chili's thing, and I think the pretty soon they're gonna be like, "You're not Chili's, and you have to delete your account."
Hey, you're not Chili's.
Yeah.
And you just go, "Yes, I am."
Yeah, fajitas. It's good. It's great.
Is that it,
yeah. Sir? Oh.
I'm Kath Barbadoro and everything. I have two other podcasts, Lie, Cheat, and Steal, about liars, frauds, thieves, and bullshitters with Pat Sorois. I have another podcast called WrestleSplania, where I explain pro wrestling to new fan Rachel Millman. Rachel and I will be in Providence, in East Greenwich watching wrestling on Saturday this week. So if you're there, come say hi. I also have a show at Brooklyn Comedy House in Bed-Stuy the 28th, which is Monday at 8. It should be really fun. The lineup's really good. And I think that's it for this week. I have another show early in June, but I can't remember when it is, and hopefully I can plug it next time. That's it. Bye.
Oink.
Shut up.